Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest.
It's Tuesday on the Tech Table, and today we're talking about some... This is interesting to me. A Windows program key combination shortcuts.
Shortcuts. A lot of people don't know about shortcuts, but I love them. And then I don't even know half of these.
Yeah, these are keyboard shortcuts. Now, it's just not my personality to use shortcuts.
Really?
I don't know why.
You want to take a long, drawn-out process.
I guess. But I've learned a lot of keyboard shortcuts in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I use them a lot now. And I get really confused when I'm using a different program that doesn't allow shortcuts. Because there are some programs that
True.
You can't use the same shortcuts.
But... Right, right. And the ones we're going to share today, most of them are Windows specific.
Yeah,
but a lot of them also work on Mac. So
Right.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the common one that I think a lot of people use would be Control and then C.
Yeah. For copy.
Right.
When you want to copy some material, typically text, that you're wanting to copy from one place to another, and it could be one document to another,
mm-hmm.
one field to another.
Right.
Yeah, and it's really, really helpful. So Control plus C.
Right. And then Control X.
This is when you want something a little bit more permanent. You don't want to copy it. You want to take it out of somewhere. So you cut. So that's a cut. I think of it like scissors.
I always wonder why X got such a bad rap.
The letter X?
Yeah, well, you know, it's used for cut, and I mean, like, toxic, and, like, you know, like, X is, like, it gets a bad rap.
X-rays are good.
Well, not really, because if you get too many of them, they'll, like, give you cancer or something. I don't know. I mean, why does X get such a bad rap? I don't know.
I don't know. In this case, you're just cutting it from one place because you want to paste it into another.
Right, which
so
is
how
Control V.
V. I don't know why V, but...
I don't either.
So, let's recap those so far. Control C is copy.
Uh-huh.
Control X
is cut,
and Control V
is paste.
That's right.
Yeah, and then if something goes awry, Control Z is undo.
And I just learned this one recently, Control Z. I heard someone talking about it. I'm like, oh, I have to remember that because it did actually come in handy then shortly. So yeah, if you do something and then you think, oh, that's not what I meant to do at all, really quick, you can just do Control Z and it will undo your last action.
Right. Mm-hmm. Does that apply to life too? Can you Control Z something? I'm just kidding.
That'd be nice.
I'm in a good mood today, apparently.
Yeah. Now, how about if you've got some text and you want to make it bold?
Well, I suppose Control B.
That's right. And how about if you want to underline it?
Control U. Oh, that's an interesting play on words.
So let's recap. We've got Control B for bold.
Right.
And then Control U for underline.
Right.
And you
Control
can still do
U
more
for
text, too, right?
Right. Yeah. Control I for... Oh, that's creepy, too. I don't like this Control U, Control I. I'm sorry. I'm thinking way too much into these.
You
this
are
is why
really
I
reading
into
these.
I can't use shortcuts, apparently.
So what's Control I, then?
Italic.
Italics, yes. So if you want to make something kind of slanted and fancy looking.
Right. And then there's Shift plus Delete, which deletes an item permanently.
So be careful with that one.
Right. And then Control plus Escape, which opens the Start menu, and that's
handy.
In Windows. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So there are some... nifty keyboard shortcuts.
Yeah, and if you want a recap of that, you can always just email us questions@askmpa.com. We'll send them right off to you.
That's right. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.